Okay, we are up to the third mitzvah in a row, related to Maces. The six mitzvahs here in Parshas Re'eh related to Maces. We are up to the Isser Taf Nun Tes, 459. And that is the Isser Shelo Lahatzil HaMaces, not to save a Maces. What does that mean? Shenimna HaMusas, says the Chinuch, not to save him when you see him in a dangerous place. Shelo Lahatzil HaMaces, Kesheyireyu B'Sakanas Mos Va'Aved. Maves Va'Aved, you find the Maces in a very dangerous place, and usually there is a mitzvah to save other fellow Jews. You do not have the mitzvah here. Av Yalzeh Ne'emar, Velo Sachos Ein Cha'alav. This is the next phrase in our pasuk that we are talking about, a pasuk test here in Perek Yud Gimel. We already had lo sovelo, you're not allowed to love him, but lo tishmei love, and you cannot remove the hatred from him for him from you. Velo sachos ein cha'alav, and you're not allowed to have rachmanut on him. Lo sachos ein cha'alav. That's today's mitzvah, not to show compassion in related to him. And then we'll have the next two. Velo sachmol, velo sachase. Bez Hashem. But that is today's mitzvah, the iser of saving a Maces. Since it says back in Parshas Kedoshim, you shall not stand idly by while your friends, your brother's blood is spilled. You shall not have compassion on him. If you remember, the mitzvah of losamod al dam riecha came up in Parshas Kedoshim, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin. And we spoke about there that this has tremendous ramifications, that we can't stand idly by when our friend's body is in danger, when our friend's money is in danger. Shlo lichbosh edus, included in that is to give testimony, even in financial matters, for our friend. And the mitzvah is, as the Chinuch says, yadua, it's to better society. Society cannot function if people take advantage of others. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, ki kemo sheyatzil ha'echad es chaveiro, kein chaveiro yatzil oso. Just like one saves their friend, the friend saves him. The yisyashiv ha'olam bekach. And this is the way of the world. The way that society functions is where there are mutual responsibilities, mutual benefits. V'hakel chafetz b'yishuvo ki l'shevas yitzara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to take place, and therefore we have the mitzvah of lo sa'amot al dam re'echa. But here's a limit. It does not apply to a Maces, because one might say that a Maces is the opposite. He is undermining society based on what he believes and what he is spreading. He's not just a chote, but he's a machti. He's getting other people to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, ignoring his pleas in a dangerous situation is itself bettering the society, and therefore we have a special iser not to fulfill osamad al damriyecha when it comes to a Maces. Remember an interesting tshuva that we spoke about and a couple of other issues coming to osamad al damriyecha before we get back to Maces, and that is the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner, in Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Ayin Dalid, asked the question. We know that there is a principle in Hilchos Lulav, it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that for mitzvahs asay, there are limits how much one has to spend to fulfill the mitzvahs asay. Right, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, Hamavaz, Mizayivaviz, Yosef Michomich. Right, different rules and regulations how much one has to spend on a mitzvahs asay. But when it comes to a los asay, there are no limits. I have to give away all of my money. I have to spend all of my money not to violate a los asay. So says the Rama in Simin Tafresh Nun Vav, Umi in Arachayim, Umi She'en Lo Esrog, Oshar Mitzvah Overes, Ein Tzarech Levazbiz Aleha Hon Rav. You don't have to give away a small fortune for an Esrog. Kamosha Amru, Ham Vazbiz, Ayavazbiz, Yosef Yechomish, Afila Mitzvah Overes, even if it's a mitzvah that you will not get to do. But Vidavka Mitzvah Zaseh, Avalosa Zaseh, Yitain Komamono Kodem Sheyavar. But for Mitzvah Lo Zaseh, you have to give away all of your money. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the bittel asay hu b'minia milakayim ve'ena oseh shum maisa neged rasan Hashem yisparach. When I'm sheva al tase and I don't do something, okay, I'm not going actively against God. Masha'en kein below sasim yavar, but alo sasi, if I violate, I am actively going against God, and therefore I have to do everything I can to make sure that I don't violate. He even continues, quoting the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, "Mash b'ksas begitin daf nun vav b'maisa de bar kamsa." In the sugya of Kamsa bar Kamsa, the famous story that one learns on Tisha B'av, "Shaya mutal avar alosase b'nei emas amalchus ta'akum." Sounds like from that Gemara that they could have violated the losase, which losase of being makriv v'bal mum. could have. So there, it's to look there in the Achronim that discussed that. Good. So this is the principle that we know. What about Averis Durabanan? That's a discussion here in the Bir Halacha and in the Poskim. But that's the principle. So ask Rav Ozner. So why is it by the Isra of Losamal Adam Re'echa? Let's say my friend needs an operation and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to pay for the operation. I should have to give away all of my money. Every Jew should have to give away all of their money, not to help this person who is sick, who is in need. Lo samar al dam reyecha. That's the question that was asked. Kvodo misupak ledina. Amai ein chayev kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael. Lo hotzi kol mamono avar chole misukan. Hazakuk lo hotzaus merubos la tzolos chayev. Could go to go have operations. It says you have to give away all your money not to violate a lo sasei. So aren't we in violation if we stand idly by and we don't give away all of our money? So he says, first of all, there is a question. There is a machlokas achronim. When it says that you have to give away all of your money to violate a lo sasei, is that because, as the Mishnah Berurah just explained, that the lo sasei is active, and therefore instead of violating an active avera against God, you have to give away all of your money? Or is it any lo sasei? Because here we have an example of a lo sasei that you violate b'shev al tase. So if the issue is just active versus passive, so this is passive. And therefore this lo sasei, passively, you shouldn't have to give away all of your money. So if you hold like those achronim, like the rivash, then there was the question doesn't get off the ground. But if you hold like the other achronim, like the chavos yair, so then, I'm sorry, the Chavos Yar says it only applies by active. But if you hold like the Rivash in Simin Shin Pei Zayin, who says it doesn't make a difference whether it's active or passive, it's lo sa'aseis. So then what do you say here? So he says, I'll give you an answer based on a Chasam Sofer. And to paraphrase the Chasam Sofer, he says, there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. When it comes to an individual in one person, in one situation where he could save a person that he has to give away all of his money, lo sa'aseis al dam reyecha. But here, why am I connected to this chola more than all of Klal Yisrael? It's a chovas hatzibur. So if it's a chovas hatzibur, ironically, each yachid is not responsible to give away all of their money. Ivra, kishe'ein ha'davar mutal al yachid dafka, v'kol hatzibur b'chlal ha'kriya, ke'ein ha'metzias shekavet kvodo pshitali, she'ein ha'yachid b'fnei atzim v'chiv v'hotzi, kol ha'mono, v'tzuras ha'mitzvah b'inyin zeh, she'ha'bezdin o ha'omdin b'rosh, yasu as harabim, aval as ha'yachid al kapanim em chayiv, kein nira li. So that's why there is, we won't say, they have to give away all of your money for lo saman adam reyecha, because it's a chova on the tzibur. If it was a situation of the Chol and the Yachid, then would have to give away. We also discussed then, Losamal Adam Re'echa, does that apply, again, a very important Lamaisa question, does that apply to putting oneself into a Safek Sakana in order to save someone else from a Vadai Sakana? Is that Losamal Adam Re'echa? What if there's a risk in my, you know, putting up something or going into a certain situation. Do I have a chiyuv then to allow myself to be put into this situation? This is the sugya of giving a kidney to a fellow Jew who needs a kidney and his kidneys are failing. So everybody has two kidneys. What if somebody has two healthy kidneys? The problem is, if somebody gives a kidney, then what's going to happen, Rachmana Litzlan, if later in life the donor's other kidney goes? So now he's stuck. So, what is the halacha in that situation? So, major, major machlokas in the Rishonim already, and we generally paskin the middle approach. That it is not an isser, it's not that usser, you don't say chayecha kodman in that case, if you're saving somebody from vade sakana, and you're only putting yourself into savik sakana. It's not like jumping into the water to save a drowning person when you don't know how to swim, which is not only not smart, but it's usser to do that, because that's committing suicide. But on the other hand, it's not a chiyuv. You don't have to, because there is a risk factor involved. And therefore, it is, in the middle, it is a reshus. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva. That's what Rav Avadya Yosef writes in a tshuva. Rav Avadya says this all the way at the end of Chela Gimel of Yechavadaz. He writes that the risk factor, specifically for kidneys, that's what he's talking about, has gotten very, very low. Again, unless somebody is in a type of area, Parnassa, that he's physically banging into people. But other than that, you know, it's not such as much of a risk. Ulam be'emes shenimsar lanu mipi rofim mumchim v'yirei shamayim shedargas hasikun botzas akliyal adam atorim himuetas ma'od. It's very small. Uketishim v'tisha achuzim, 99% of the tarmim, chozrim l'briusam atakina, they go back to being the same health that they were beforehand. Ulefizeh, and therefore, hari kol mashis kima poskim sh'asa l'hachal adat v'psavik sakana. Then all the poskim, even the ones that were more machmir in this area, here, it would not really be such a risk, and therefore, he says it's really a good idea to do it. V'chein nireh, shem mutter v'gam mitzvah. So saving a life, you don't get a mitzvah bigger than this. Latzalas chayev shaladam yisrael ashari b'sakana machlata klayot v'ruuya mitzvah zu lahagin al atorim elef amagin. This is going to protect the Torah and the donor forever. But still, bevaday sheishlasos osway de arofim mumchin, and you're allowed to do it. That was the question of the questioner to Rav Avadia. Is it a chiyuv to do? It's not a chiyuv to do, but it is a very good idea. The Meshech Chachma says this is even alluded to in Psukim at the end of Parsha Shmos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in Midyan, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, go back to Mitzrayim, Ki Mesu Kol HaAnashim HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. Because all the people that wanted to kill you died. Okay, whether they were Dasan and Aviram, they became poor. Either way, they weren't in power anymore. So, what does that pasuk sound like, says the Meshech Chachma? That if they would still be in power and would be able to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, then he wouldn't have to go back. Muchach de im hayo chayim hamavakshim es nafsho lo yisarach lelech lo tiv de yisomi mitzrayim afal pi shakol yisrael tzrichim elav, even though everybody needs him, ein otzarach lahachmas asma basakana, you do not have to take him out, he wouldn't have to go back to Mitzrayim because it's suffix sakana. And he even quotes the Mishnah in the second parak in Makkos, where the Mishnah talks about a rotzeach b'shogeg not having to go out of the ir miklat even to save the Jews, even if he's like Yoav ben Tzruya, a tremendous general. Again, he's putting himself into Savik Sakana, the Goal Adam might get him, to save the Jews from Vade Sakana. And even that is, again, he would not have to do. But either way, this is a huge issue relating to Lo Samot Aldam Reyecha. One final example, Dr. Abraham and the Nishmat Avraham talks about that he quotes, what about in terms of vaccinations? Vaccinations. So that's also a little risk. We are injecting into the child or into the person a little bit of the disease, but 99% of the medical research and the doctors say this saves you. However, there was no question that one may place oneself into a slight danger in order to prevent oneself from possibly becoming threatened in a more serious danger. Thus, routine immunization procedures in babies and children and in adults in special circumstances against hepatitis and smallpox all carry a very slight danger, but on the other hand, prevent the individual from catching the disease, which carries a far greater danger. They are not only permitted by halacha, but they are also encouraged. That's why Ruba, the doctors say that once you get vaccinated, you know, people who don't get vaccinations are really leaving themselves and their children open to tremendous risk. Either way, so this is the isser of that mitzvah of losamol not applying to amesis. Amesis, we do allow them to be in the dangerous situation, whatever they are in. The issue of malchus, if you look at the Menchas Chen Chanos Beis, he discusses, you get malchus in this avera. What if I go and help amesis? I go and help amesis who is in a dire situation. So do I get malchus for that? So that's unclear because a suffix of the Yavin Shmua. Why would you? Why wouldn't you? He says, well, im hayu edim, if there were edim that he was already a mesis, that he's a bar chiyuvahu, that he's chayev misa. If he yachol omar, and the one who helped out the mesis ketaina, I saved him to bring him to Bezdin. That's why. Sheitzilu kadei laviyu lebezdin laduno. Umitzvah, it's a mitzvah to bring him to Bezdin. Right, apitar aseinu akadosha. So maybe he shouldn't get malchus. Ach ba'ein edim, but what, maybe if there are no witnesses, and only the musas is there, so then what? You're going to get malchus based on his own testimony? In lokan apiatzmo. So when are you ever going to get malchus? So he says there's one circumstance. If you hold that an isser could be huchzak be'ed echad, right? That is a big issue that's discussed in the Rambam and elsewhere, that an eid echad sometimes could create a status. An eid echad can't testify. But what if one eid tells us, you know, this is treif, and the two other witnesses say that he ate it? So even though there was only one witness that tells us this is treif, a reality can be muchzak ayidei echad. So in that circumstance, what if he is in a situation, he says, imke kanami, last three lines, imhu ba'atzmo hechaziko salamesis, if he described and was machzikim to be a mesis, and then he saved him with hasras, then it could be that you get chayim malchus. Again, you got to work out the hechitimsi, but this is the issue. Good. There are poskim that, not in the Avodah Zarah type of context, but in other contexts, use the term maces as well. I'll just quote you a couple of tshuvas from Rav Moshe, where he, in a number of places, I'll quote three, maybe four tshuvos, relating to the concept of maces. First, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph, Arachayim, Simin Sadi Tes. This is a major tshuva. Again, it's the Minhag HaOlam. Many are Mako. Rav Moshe here is Machmir. This is the issue of inviting guests over on Shabbos that you know who are going to drive. That's Rav Moshe. So again, the Minhag HaOlam, many, Rav Sternbach and others have tshuvas. You can want as long as one gives them the option of sleeping over, even though you know they're probably not going to listen, that there is, you know, for the greater good, trying to bring them closer to Yadus, and eventually maybe becoming Shomer Shabbos, that's why this is allowed. You're not telling them to drive, you're just offering, and you're even giving them a place to stay. But Rav Moshe has a more machmer opinion about this, at least in 1953. He had a more machmer opinion. I'm not sure if there are other tshuvas written about this, but this is Rav Moshe, Simin Sadi Tes, written on the 40th day of the Omer, Tavshin Yud Gimel. Nish Alti Meir of Naftali Kalbach, mi Detroit. Im Yesh Isser Lifnei Iver, is there Lifnei Iver, lahazmin anashim, sheyavol is pala b'shabbos, lebeis ha-kneses. He's talking about davening, kishe yodea, sheyachalu ha-shabbos, b'nesia, b'machines. When they know, when the rabbi knows that they're going to drive to shul, is he allowed to invite them to come to shul? Veheshavti, and says Rav Moshe, I answered, de lahazmin asarachokim ba'ofan she'i efshar she'yavo'u below chilul Shabbos, to invite the people who live far away that it's impossible to come without chilul Shabbos. I don't know if he offered them a place to stay or not. Vaday aser. It's for sure a problem, says Rav Moshe, who owed garua may iser lifnei iver. It's even worse than lifnei iver. Here's the lashon, shahariyu owed be'iser mesis. Says Rav Moshe, it's also this Rav Mesis. You are helping somebody be Mechalo Shabbos, which is compared to Avodah Zarah. The Af, what do you mean Mesis? Where's the Avodah Zarah? The Af, she is her Mesis l'chi of Skila, who rock Mesis l'avod Akum, and even though the real full-fledged Mesis is only by Avodah Zarah, mikal makom le'inyin ha'isur v'onesh klape shmaya, but regarding Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kol ha'chomer she'ein to'anim l'mesis yesh b'chol ho'isurim. These Isurim that we're talking about, of ein to'anim and imatzilim, they can apply to anyone, says Rav Moshe, who is machshel another person in an isser. Any isser besides the Avodah Zarah. Where do you know that from? Says Rav Moshe, that's the Gemara Sanhedrin Chavtes. The Gemara there says, Amma Rav Shimon Bar Nachman and Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Sheitoran and Lameses. How do you know this is the next Mitzvah of Hashem? How do you know that you don't try to stick up and find tainas to defend the Meses? You know that from the Nachash. Why, what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Adam and says, what happened? Adam says, it was her fault. Chava, what happened? It was the snake's fault. Hashem doesn't go to the Nachash and say, what happened? Hashem's not interested, because the Nachash was a Mesis, the Gemara says. Ain't torn in la Mesis, and you don't ask for defenses. Even though, did the snake commit Avodah Zarah? Says Rav Moshe, it wasn't Avodah Zarah, it was Stam and Isser. Don't eat from the tree. Af shaloha yachet Avodah Zarah, eloha Isser achila me'etz hadas. But what do you see from there? And the Gemara learns out a halacha of Mesis. Chazinon, she Isser Mesis yish l'kol aveira. Ach shein onshed b'dine adam rak al meses l'avodah zara avo b'dine shemayim ye'anesh v'lo yul medu alav sanegoria. So says Rav Moshe, the rechokim inviting them when you know that's not only lifnei iver, that's meses. Unbelievable. The isser lifnei iver yesh ape enam rechokim kolkach. And the closer ones is at least lifnei iver. Kishe yadua she yis atzlu leilich v'raglayim, when you know they'll be too lazy to go on that walk, v'yisu b'machines. Aval isser meses leka b'enam rechokim. V'yim ena, that Rav Moshe says, the imena belashen hazmana elastam hoda'a. If you don't invite, but you just make an announcement, there will be a minion here. Vinosnim prasim labam lispala, and you're going to give out prizes to people who come and daven. So then, mistaver sheimbas edin mesis ubedil lefneiver yesh leistapik. There's no mesis, and lefneiver, I'm not even sure. Maybe that's even mutter. And this is what many have the minhag ha'olam of not inviting, or if inviting, letting them know and making sure they have options not to violate. That's one important tshuva Rav Moshe has. Rav Moshe also has another tshuva in Yaredeya. This is in Chelek Aleph, Simin Kuf Mem Tes. Be'inyin ha-federations, Sheba Harbe Ari Medina Seinu. 1959, Rav Moshe writes, what about giving money, pooling money, that's his issue, into one big neighborhood pool? right? A lot of out-of-town communities in America, right? Are you allowed to pool the money in federations? So says there, Moshe goes through all the halachas about having a kupat ha'ir, having one collection, but then he says, where's the federation also giving money to? If they're giving money also to reform and conservative, they have the status of mesis umediach. And therefore, you got to stay away. You can't give a dime, says Rav Moshe. V'hine, befederation, shenozen agaboyim, gam lamosos ha-kofrim, kahad deshal ha-reformer v'conservativin, hare asr litet l'sham klau, af lo mimot staka, din nimsa, because what does it come out? Did tomech b'ma'osav, mostos ha-machanchim yiladim, lachbar b'yikari adas, shehem kemasitin ha-madichin. The reform in the conservative schools, they have the status, says Rav Moshe, meses u'mediach, v'hu ka'ozer lohem. And then he quotes the same chiddush he said earlier: "De iser meses umediach who af lechol mitzvah zatorah af sheino chayim misal meses umediach l'shar bisurim to hayalav chomer sheitorim minachas shachad moni." Quotes the same gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin that he quoted in Chelek Aleph. So that's another one. Again, Rav Moshe has this in a few places. One final one we'll mention: Rav Moshe has this in Chelek in Yoredeya in Chelek Dalit Simen Ches, where interesting tshuva: is there any adifus? You have an expert doctor who's a kofer, who's an apikaris, and you have a not as much of an expert doctor who is a Yirei Shemayim. Says Rav Moshe, you go to the best doctor. You go to the best doctor you can. As long as he's an honest and yashar person, you go to him. We're talking about life and death. And even if not, you're talking about you're serious, your body. You're not going for a psak din. You're going for medical purposes. Unless Rav Moshe writes at the end, if the doctor is a meses umediach, which he says is very unusual. Aval ruba deruba me'elu kol harofim bein nachrim bein rishei Yisrael osin malachton ve'elam esing b'hasad b'hasad v'adacha. No, they're just living their lives. They're not shomer Torah mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that they're meses umediach. Shalachin, therefore, you don't have to worry about it generally, but that is Rav Moshe in terms of medicine. He does write in the one of the posthumous volumes. So the grandchildren who put this out, right in parentheses, I nigras Moshe earlier, binyam psychologim v'psychiatrim kofrim sha'asulis rapi atzlam. Might be different for physical issues versus psychological and psychiatric issues, but either way, Rav Moshe there says unless it's meses umediach, one can go to the best doctor. Okay, there's more about meses, but Hashem, we will continue next time.